Shalom, sweetest friends. The shiur should be a special schus for Avi Mor and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu, the Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, the schus Moshira ben Peshadina and Yechiel ben Shalamis. You should both have bracha batzlacha b'chom ha'seidem, Rav Moshe ben Rezu, Rav Yitzhak ben Bracha, Rafu Shleima. And if anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you may contact me. We're going to be learning a fascinating tshuva in the Shut HaRashbash. Rabbi Shlomo ben Shimon Duran, who was a Rav in Algeria many, many hundreds of years ago. He lived in the years 1400 until 1467. His family was original from Provence, of France. And in the mid-14th century, the Duran family moved to Majorca, which is an island off the coast of Spain, where Shlomo Duran's father, who was the Rashbatz, Rav Shimon ben Tzemach Duran, was born in 1361. Rav Shimon learned under Rav Ephraim Vidal, who was a big rabbi in Majorca, and his rabbi was Rav Nissen ben Ruven of Gerondi, known as the Ran. He also learned under Rav Yona de Maestra, whose daughter he married. He returned to Majorca, became a doctor. He had all types of patients, Jewish, non-Jewish. Unfortunately, there were persecutions against the Jews of Spain and Majorca, and became violent. Ultimately, Rav Vidal became a martyr in 1391. This is already 100 years before the Spanish Inquisition. So they had to abandon their home and their wealth, and Rav Shimon and the Duran family took refuge in Algiers. He became a Rav there. He joined the Beis Din of the Rivash. And afterwards, after Rivach, Rav Yitzchak ben Sheshes, after he retired, so then the Rashbash became the chief rabbi, and that was followed by centuries of the Duran family being big rabbanim there in Algiers, North Africa, Italy, Middle East. So Rav Shimon went afterwards to Rav Shimon afterwards was Nifter in 1444, and he was replaced by Rav Shlomo, and this tshuva is Rav Shlomo's tshuva, Rav Shlomo Duran. Again, the Rashbash, Rav Shlomo Duran, son of the Rashbats, Rav Shimon ben Tzemach Duran. And he talks about an issue that has great contemporary significance. This is what he answers to a Chacham Rav Moshe Cohen. Sha'alta, Hanisabi mei devrim emokum emokum in toil adam olo. Shem nichtav rosh Hashanah lemisa mato ileo anisa. Im nichtav l'chaim lo tazikenu amida. Is it effective to run from one place to another during an epidemic, during a dever? If you were written for life in Rosh Hashanah, if you were written for death in Rosh Hashanah, what's it going to help you to run away? And if you're written for life, then just stay around. So we have that over here. We have that with the coronavirus. If a person is written for life, so he's going to live. If he's written for death, he's going to die. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. L'may nafka mina. So he writes as follows: Kol adam yesh lo ketz katzuv mispar yemei chayiv. Every person has a specific amount of time that he's going to live. For davar zeh katzuv b'Torah, this is written in the Torah, it's mispar yemecha amaleh, will fill the number of your days. Shanu b'neviim, it's repeated in the neviim, hineni mosif al yamecha. This is in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, of the Mosadarov Cook edition, of the Machon Yerushalayim edition, of the Shu'tar Rishpash. Hineni Motzif al Yomecha. That's written also, I'm going to add on to your days. So you see also you have a certain amount of days. Meshulish B'Ksuvim Hodiyeni Hashem Kitzai. It says in Psalms, Hashem, tell me my time. What's the measure of my days? Umidas Yamayimai. How long am I going to live for? With Divra Basana Reparakain Ben Amudar. Kevin Shegi Kitsa Shaladama Kol Moshlimbo. When a person's end comes, everything has dominion over him. So you see that a person has an end. Imkain Achar Davrzeh Shekos Shadavrzeh Kosuv B'Torah Shanu Ben Avim Meshulish B'Ksuvim Ubra Kabbalah Mitis Alav. So it's written in the Torah, it's repeated in the Nevi'im, said a third time in the Ksuvim, and we have our authentic tradition, and the philosophers agree to it, and they even explain it. What's their explanation? The result of the celestial bodies, or because of the material composition. Kol umas shehalachus hasharshi ve'achomativi bofen aroy yarchu shnei adam. That as long as the inborn moisture and the innate heat are as they ought to be, then man's going to live a long life. Vim hei ma'atim, but if they're diminished. Or if one or the other increases or decreases, then one's years are shortened. The years increasing or decreasing, in other words, there's certain physical realities, phenomenon, that are going to determine the length of a person's life. And I think in the year 1900, the average life of a human being is 47. Here you have two guys running for president. One is pushing 80, one's in his mid-70s. And they want 4 years. And we're talking that not so long ago, when my grandfather was already born, Olav Shalom, people were only living 47 years. That was the average life, some less. So a lot depends on physical conditions. And a person's life is going to be determined based on that. Vu adin katsuv la'adam shenizbar b'torah v'nevi'im u'ksuv v'divrei rabbeinu zal. And this is what the time set for man that's explicit in the Torah, the prophets, in the writings, and in the words of our sages. And there's nothing to doubt about this. The Torah promises to add time to a person's life as a reward. And also there's going to be a diminishing of a man's life, reduction of a man's life, as punishment. You see this in a lot of psukim. You should live and inherit the land, you should live and increase, your stay should increase. All this is a promise. And punishment also. There's kares, excision, death at the hands of heaven. Vosifa kabbalah levayr, ki yesh yom bo yadin amim lehosifa yamim, im yesh bo zchus. And our tradition explains that there's a day the nations are judged. To increase one's days, if one has merit. Zeu Shekasuv, Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim. Fear of Hashem increases days. Yamru Zal, and our rabbis tell us, Elu Kanei Bayis Rishon, Shayu Tzadikim, Ve'atosefes Hu'al Ha'ikar. These are the Kohanim of the first Beis HaMikdash, who were righteous. And the Tosef Yamim, their added days, is on the Ikar. They're already supposed to have a certain amount of days. And their days were added. V'yikatzer Yamav v'myeshul aver mechayeves. And a person's days are going to be shortened if there's an Avera. V'zeu v'shnos rishayim tiktsorna. And that's what it means, the years of the wicked are cut short. Chazal say, Elu kanei ba'yisheni shayu rishayim. Ki ha'kotzer hu me'ha'ikar v'zeh yeda mederech harishon. These are the Kohanim of Ba'yisheni who were wicked, they were rishayim. And what was shortened? From their ikar days. They were supposed to have a certain amount of days, and that was shortened. And this we know from the first way. In other words, just like their days were added to the ikar, their days were subtracted from the ikar. So we have the physical reality, physical conditions that are going to determine the man's life, and then there's going to life, man's life can be added to or subtracted from based on his or her deeds. Alkein omer lefi kotzer sichli. So I'm going to say, based on my limited intellect, mishein biyadu aver mechayeves mitzah v'kotzer yamin me'aikar nishar ala keitza kotzev misper yimei chayev. Whoever hasn't done an avera punishable by death and the reduction of his days from the principle remains within a lot of time the number of their days. Misper yimei chayev. Uva Rosh Hashanah ein onida lo b'chayim v'lo b'mavis. And listen to what he says here. On Rosh Hashanah, one isn't judged for life or for death. We think everybody's judged for life or for death. The Rashbash asserts that it's not so. Certain people are not. Mishein b'yodu aver mechayevis v'kotzer yamin. He remains with his number of days. On Rosh Hashanah, he's not written in the book of life and he's not written in the book of death. He's not written in any book. Aval nishar is a big chiddush. Aval nishar ala keitza kotzuv. He remains with the allotted time and dies when it's finished, unless one has a mitzvah that entails the prolonging of his life. And this means he died without sin. So a person has an allotted time and he doesn't do any sin that obligates him to die. So that's what it means, dying without sin. I'm understanding he's saying it's not that a person dies without sin at all, but that a person's dying without sin, without a sin that causes his death. Every death is because of sin. There's no death without sin. Eino ma'amra muskam. This is not a consensus opinion. Kamash kasev Ramban b'shara gemul. Like the Ramban writes in his Shara Gemul, if one wants footnotes, fortunately the Machon Yerushalayim edition, they have all the sources. So that's very misamech. Ve'al zeh shelo nidon b'Rosh Hashanah b'chayim u'v'mavis. And on that, who is not judged on Rosh Hashanah for life or death, Ne'amar b'Torah, pen yamus b'mulchama. Torah says, lest he die in battle. What do you mean, lest he die in battle? Shim nechtev Rosh Hashanah b'chayim u'v'mavis, eino b'choka efshar, avol b'choka chiyuv. Because if one were inscribed for life or death on Rosh Hashanah, then what do you mean, pen yamus b'mulchama? Lest he die in battle. It would be a necessity. It wouldn't be b'chok ha'efshir, wouldn't be a possibility. It would be b'chok ha'chiyuv. It would be necessity. Shim nichtav shiyamas b'cherev afila b'soch beso o yisasa b'mistara midakar b'cherev. If a person is written for death by the sword, the sword's going to get him, even inside his house, or even if he is hiding in a secret place. If he's supposed to die, he's going to die. V'im nichtav b'chayim, and if he's written the book of life, afilu yipol ba'ad hashelach lo yivatzeah. It's based on a pasuk in Joel 2:8. If one's inscribed for life, even if he falls on instruments of war, he won't be wounded. So this pasuk of Pen Yomas is a person who wasn't inscribed either way. Because if he was inscribed, then that's a definite. Either he's definitely going to die or definitely going to live. Vod nisbarze ma'amarim chaya Hashem ki Hashem yigafen o yomo yavo ov mochama yered v'nispe yomo yavo aketza kotzer Hashem yigafen o amisa alokis ov mochama yered v'nispe amisa mikris kfidatim shol ktas mi ha-philosophim koma shikasev adonu yovi ha-rashbitz. We're talking about his father. The Parakelim Masechas Avos. So this will explain the statement, as Hashem lives, Hashem will strike him down, or his day will come, or he will descend into battle and perish. It's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph in the 26th chapter. So his day will come. What does it mean his day will come? Yomo Yavo Waket HaKotzuv. That's the allotted time. That's the time that he was allotted, that he's supposed to live originally. Hashem yigafenu, Hashem will strike him down. That's Amisa Lokis, that's when Hashem strikes him down. Uvmacham yered v'nisvo, Amisa Mikris. And he will descend to battle and perish. That's referring to accidental death, according to the opinion of some philosophers. Here he quotes the Amuna HaRama of Harab ben David on page 97, and the Kuzari in Maimar Chamishi in Simon Choftes. And as my father and teacher, the Rashbats, wrote in the fifth parak of Avos, in Magen Avos, in the Mishnah ben Shimon and the Gvura. And look also there in the Radak and the Abarbanel and Shmuel Aleph, what they say about this pasuk. So there are different ways to die. There's the allotted time. There's the accidental time. There's the divine time. But all agree, Aval HaKol Modim Sheyesh Ketz Katzuv. Everybody agrees there's an allotted time. V'gam Ma'amaram Zacha Mosifin Olo Zacha Mashlimin Lo Kedisaper Kacholet HaKol Moral Inyan Echad Sheyesh Ketz Katzuv Vod Vilei Shalosif Menei Yesh Ligro Kol Lefi Adin. There's a Gemara that says, we've discussed this Gemara in a different shir at length. I think it was at length. If he's deserving, they add to his days. And if he is undeserving, then they complete his days. So you see, your days can be added to, or you can live what you're supposed to live, or your days can be subtracted from. A person sins. Avobala Ketz HaKotzuv, one living on a lot of time, Eino Nichnas B'din HaChayim V'Amavus B'Yom Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't enter life and death judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Aval Nichnas L'Nyan Sharin Yanei Adam, but he's judged on other things. Don't get so relaxed on Rosh Hashanah. First you can convince yourself that you have a set time, you have nothing to worry about, you don't have any Averis that are going to shorten your life. And then you can also convince yourself you're not going to be judged on anything else. It's not true. Aval nichnas l'inyan shaar inyanei adam, b'nei mizonei b'rius choli v'domeim. You're judged for the rest of human matters. Children, parnasa, health, illness, and the like. V'asher lo nichnas b'yom adin b'chaim u'v'maves. Nisha b'chok efshir b'misas magefo v'misas mochame v'domeim o misativis haidei roa an haga o miomai. Whoever doesn't enter judgment for life and death on the day of judgment remains in the realm of possibility regarding death by plague, misas magefo, Uvemisis Mochama, war. That's what the Rivash is saying in our words, that even though it wasn't decreed that somebody die in Rosh Hashanah from coronavirus, somebody can die from coronavirus. We've already had well over 800,000 people die from the virus. In Israel, it's over 1,000. Over 1,000, certainly over 1,000 Jews. In Israel already, it's over 1,000. In Chutz Laaretz, there have been quite a few Jews who died. And according to the Rivash, this is the Rivash. Again, I'm not the Rashbash. I am not saying that everybody would agree this. Certainly everybody would not. And he was a very strong rationalist philosopher. So one should keep that in mind. I'm not saying yes or no, just presenting the tshuva. It's a beautiful tshuva, by the way, because it's beautiful because it's interesting. It's also beautiful because of the Machon Yerushalayim edition. I printed it out for myself. It's beautiful to look at. In any event, all these publishing houses, Machon Yerushalayim, Moshe Rav Kook, they put out such nice svarim in not only the content, but also the form, the external appearance. In any event, back to our story. So if somebody isn't Nichnas B'dinam Rosh Hashanah B'chayim Uvemaves, it could be he's going to die from a plague. It could be he's going to die at war. It could be he's going to die in Misa Tibis Adei Ro'an Haga. He's driving and he's not careful. He crosses the street and he doesn't look both ways. V'zeo shamar ha'chacham alav ha'chacham v'yesh nispe b'lo mishpat. Some perish without judgment. Ukehu uvda de perakam v'chagiga v'uvda de miriam megadla nishaya miriam mekiraya dardaki. Famous story which we're not going to get into, but you can look there. Dalet Amid Beis, Miriam the hair braider, Miriam the schoolmistress, and the Malach Amavis took the wrong Miriam. Yesh nispe v'lo mishpat v'ozen shalom nechtu b'Rosh Hashanah b'briyus in pashu batzim and yavol lidei choli. Those who aren't inscribed in Rosh Hashanah for health, if they're careless, they're going to become sick. So that's the Mishnah in the Perek Mishameis. Brothers are business partner, one summoned to public service. He's summoned from the middle, but if he falls ill and is treated, he's treated from his own funds. What does it mean he fell ill through negligence? It says that it's talking about where he was cholah b'pshia. So without getting into the halacha, what this means is Bava Basra Kufim Dalet Amid Beis talks there about getting sick through negligence. What's the negligence? So the Gemara says, like Rabbi Chanina says, everything is in the hands of heaven but sinim and pachim. Sinim and pachim, says the Pasuk, but derech ikesh are in the path of the crooked. That means weather conditions. That means cold. Person's not careful about the cold, then he's going to be harmed. The heat, not careful, he's going to be harmed. And then the first parak of Shabbos, it says, "Ubepirka de Chasidi, Tainis Chafal Mebeis." Don't stand in a makom sakana. Don't stand in a dangerous place. So everything's in the hand of heaven except fear of heaven. We also have everything's in the hand of heaven except for tzinim and pachim. And that's an illness that's contracted from spending too much time in the sun or in the cold. Draw analogy from this to the three types of death. What are the three types of death? I don't know. But what I do know is that according to the Rashbash, if a person is not careful, he can get sick and die. There's a Shas Magefa. If he's not written in the Book of Life, he's going to get it from the Magefa. there's a war, he's going to get it from the war. Let's say you have children who are fatherless. So whose sins do they die for? People ask Akasha, why are these young people dying? If a Kadin and Rosh Hashanah became a Gadol and he died, when was he judged? He was a Kadin. Why was he judged as a Kadin? He had no Averis. So says the Rashbash. Shemesu Baroa Hanagasam. Oh, Shekitzim Hayakotza Lefi Mezek Hakavasam. Oh, Lefi Mezek Shenoldubo. It could be that they died because it's written originally here Shnei Ka'elu, Shin Nun, two Chipshiks in a Yud, and Ka'elu. So in the footnote he says Shenira Be'elu, it would appear. You know why they died? Because they had bad behaviors. They weren't careful about things. That's why they died. Or their allotted time was brief because of the constitution of their composition. They just had weak bodies. Or because of their natal sign. There are just certain natural things that shorten a person's life. And that's why they died young. They didn't die because of any Avera. This was their time. People ask, if children die for the sins of their fathers, why does somebody with two children have one die and one survive? Maybe the son didn't die because of his father's sin. His time came. And if he did fight for his father's sin, so maybe the sin wasn't so great that it should necessitate the killing of both children. So on Rosh Hashanah, sometimes the masses, the klal, has a decree they're going to fall by the sword of the plague, like we see in Tkiyas of the Bei Rav, which is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. And on that day is declared which countries are going to go to war and which are going to have peace. So it's possible that some individuals weren't inscribed neither for the sword nor for the plague. They didn't do any Avera. So when people did Avera, so then there's going to be a decree. Maybe this guy isn't included in the decree. So run away. Run away. Protect yourself. It's going to be effective. Because you weren't inscribed in Rosh Hashanah. If somebody's inscribed in Rosh Hashanah, Gornish is going to help him. It's not going to help. Daven. You can definitely daven. But in Gashmias, nothing is going to help. There's a decree. But who says that you were decreed on Rosh Hashanah? So you don't know what's going on up there. So do whatever you can to save yourself. Similarly, a good regimen, a good way of living, guarding your health, wearing a mask, maintaining social distance, that's going to preserve your health, and that's going to ward off disease. V'zemer brachas perek arov b'avakam perek achoyvel mikanshin the rishus l'rofei l'rapos. And that's what Chazal tell us in two Gemaras, that a permission has permission to heal. That's part of our avodah, is to heal people and to find healing if we're sick. And what about the divine decree? Who says there was a divine decree? Maybe a person just wasn't careful. And the fact that Chizkiah hid the book of Refuos, and the sages said you did a good thing, not a contradiction. Maybe it's a contradiction. We should heal yourselves. But the Ramban, he says, for Abir Zeh Rambam, the Psachim, the Perish HaMishnah, the Zeh Lefi, Shlo Nichtav Gamken B'Misa B'Nishar B'Chok HaEfshir. So the Rambam explained that Gemara, many explanations of that Gemara. And it's also because the person wasn't inscribed for death. And it's B'chok HaEfshir. So since a person wasn't inscribed for death, so Rafu is going to be effective. You go to doctors. So what's shot in that Gemara? That they were happy that he was put away the Sefer HaRefuos. So there are many different pshatim. People shouldn't rely too much on refuas. You should always also daven. There are other pshatim. Rav Kook is a beautiful parish. But the bottom line is, halacha lemaisa, that we do whatever we can to heal ourselves. V'chein tomol ha-shmir ma'agef anisa mimenu. And running away is going to be effective. If there's a plague, you run away. Rav mizal v'perek ha-kones, dever bir kanis raglecha. Rav v'bin rizcha d'sach ha-kvai. If pestilence is in the city, gather in your feet, hide. In the time of a plague, Rava would seal off his windows. Hey, socher chalonoch, socher chalonos. Ramisham devri realechav dem tzedrachim, devri realechav dem beis haknes yichidu, fishanach devro shana bisa megefa, v'nisha b'chok ha-efshir. If there's devra in the city, if there's pestilence, you shouldn't walk in the middle of the road. It's dangerous. You shouldn't go alone to shul. Dangerous. Because one wasn't inscribed in Rosh Hashanah to die by the plague. If he was inscribed, he's going to die. But if he wasn't inscribed, be careful. It's B'chok HaEfshir. Shim lo tomer kein. If you don't say this, Elakol nigzal b'Rosh Hashanah kol yachid yachid, in kein in shum davar b'chok HaEfshir, nesh tevel chayim lo yistarach l'shmir, v'nech shum mobs lo tei lenu shmir, v'ein sham chaluk ha-shlishis, v'mazah shen yishmar v'seinu v'tzu v'mtzah mele shmir g'me'a magefa. If everything is already predetermined, if everything is already decreed, and why should the rabbis tell you to guard yourself when there's shas magefa? That's what the Gemara says. Be careful when there's a plague. Don't do any dangerous things. Don't walk in dangerous places. Why? Because it wasn't already pre-decreed. It wasn't already, usually decrees are pre. It wasn't already predetermined. We heard that the Ran fled from it, fled from plagues. Maybe you have your set amount of life. There's bad air, then running away is going to help prolong your life. It's not a steward of the Gemara. The Gemara says there are books that are open in Rosh Hashanah, sure. Not everybody's written in them, though. Some people are written for death, because they have an avera that says they have to die. Some are written for life. They're going to live. Why are they going to live? Because their time is up, and they have a mitzvah that's going to prolong their life. So these whole Shosh Svarim are about people who have a special reason to live or die. Meaning, if you have a person has a special reason to die because he has a sin, he's going to die young. He has a special reason to live because he's a mitzvah. He's going to live. He's going to be written in the book of life. Everybody else isn't written in either book, and therefore you have to do everything you can to prolong your life. And in the middle, people are the Beinonim. And there, you wait until Yom Kippur for them. But then there's another category of people, besides the Rishayim, Tzadikim, and Beinonim, and that's Midas Adin, Lo Chiba, Lo Zeh, Ve Lo Zeh. It's neither. And the Ra'ach Chacham wasn't talking about this. Zeh Nirali Binyan Zeh, Vatal Makukam, Netukam, Kafi Kotzer Daiti. So that is my opinion. And everything makes sense now. So now he mentions the opinion of Rav Asher ben Rav Shaul of Lunil, who writes in a Sefer HaMinhagos that those inscribed for life in Rosh Hashanah are those who need additional days and those whose time has not come. And then he writes about such people, I'm sorry, putting his honor aside, I don't understand what he's talking about. If someone has the schus of a mitzvah and his time hasn't come, why will Hashem expend his mitzvahs? What type of payback is that? Nekamehi la'abed. Mitzvosav v'ma she'eino tzarech. It's revenge to lose his mitzvahs on what's not necessary. In other words, apparently, as is understood by the Rashbash, this Rav Asher ben Rav Shaul of Lunil is saying that who's written in the Book of Life? Those people who need additional life and those people whose time hasn't yet come. And what is Hashem going to do? Hashem is going to expend their mitzvahs. He's going to use their mitzvahs to give them life. Why would Hashem use their mitzvahs to give them life when they are going to get life anyway? That wouldn't be fair. And Hashem is fair. God is Rav Chesed. He does good even to those who aren't worthy. And that's clear to me, if you look carefully with truth. He's not going to waste a person's mitzvahs and give him life where he already has life coming to him. Let me give you a mashal. You have a king, and his medina is revolting against him. There are some who love him, some rebel against him, and some aren't on either side. And the king says, all right, takes this province, and he says to kill all the rebellious people, and to save those who served him. And Hashem, and the king says, take those who are hiding and kill them, those who rebelled against me. They went to hide, find them and take care of them and their lives. The Ovdim et Silam, Asher lo avdu velo mardu, im nasu v'nimlatu, im yatsu b'shas melchem ameisu. So those who were loyal are rescued. Those who didn't serve or rebel, if they fled, they escaped. And if they went out during the war, then they died. Kena davar hazeh. So it's the same thing here. You have the Ovdim, shenichtu b'roshan l'chaim nitzalu. V'amoradim shenichtu l'misem yistru b'mizkor b'kaki ha'misha mitzah v'enochash v'neshcham v'lo tor l'mshir v'lo nisa. If they're supposed to die, they're going to die. Nothing's going to help. Runaway is not going to help. V'zeo sh'tim sahar v'nasim enamageif v'makum shabachu sham yamuso v'chazarasim l'vishu k'na v'nechtu l'misa. Those who run away from the Magefa and they end up dying, they're written for death. Or Shalobdu Velo Mardu in the middle class, Hemosim Shalom Nichtabo Velo Chaim Velo Mabis, they weren't written for life or for death. Shalom Yigia Kitzim, their end hasn't come. And Ishri B'choke Efshar, now there are different possibilities. Im Sidjurana Gosam, O Baruchu Nitzolu, Nishri Velo Sidjurana Gosam, Efshar Shiyamusu. If they regulate the way they're supposed to be and they run away, they can be saved. If they remained and they didn't regulate their behavior, then they're going to die, possibly. Alam namar chavi kimat rega, hide for a short time until the anger passes. Bechrati mech tzadik v'rasha, I'll cut down for you both righteous and wicked. Who are the wicked? Inscribed for death. Bechrati mech tzadik v'rasha, rasha v'nechtev l'misa, v'tzadik v'shalon nechtev l'lechaim v'lo l'mavis. Shadayin lo igia kitzo. His time hasn't yet come. And yet he's still going to die. Because sometimes that's what happens. When there's death out there, there's death out there. When there's war, there's war. V'zeh really v'zeh inyan. V'shem etzlenu m'shkios v'reinu v'taras and aflos v'yasi menu l'tova'os. This is the way things look here to me. And may Hashem save us from errors, show us wonders from his Torah, and do a sign for the good. I like his poetry. Hashem etzlenu mishkios, v'yareinu mitaraso nifla'os, v'yase emanu letova os. V'achas shenim shechen yanakan osher v'amash k'sabti l'malo per kakonis rabidin rizcho v'sachi kava. So now that we're ready, come here. I want to go back to the Gemara in Akones, that during the plague, Rab would block up the windows. They already knew then that there's this problem of bad air, things going in the air that are killing people. And that's what it says, Ki Allah Mavis Pachalonein, Operish Rabbi Yisover, Masover Rofim Bezek, Yavar Nechaz Mechal, Miyoser Mazik, Fishu Nechaz Dak, Fu Nechaz Ba'avarim. Rab agreed with the doctors that air entering the windows is harmful, because it comes very thin, and it goes into a person's limbs. And also it says, if there's pestilence in the city, don't walk in the middle of the road. If there's peace in the city, don't walk on the sides of the road. So in good health, go in the middle, in the mitzua. Tzarachadim lahashvos hanagasa, v'leichaz b'mitzua, ma'achol, ma'ashkeh, ma'abush, v'sheinas, v'kitzo, v'kitzaso. When life is normal, be normal. Sleep normal, eat normal, go to the bathroom normal, bathe normal, move normal, rest normal. Do whatever the human body needs. Go in the middle. middle of the road, like the Rambam, like Aristotle. Don't eat too much, don't eat too little. But if it's a time of plague, then you have to go to the side. You have to take precautions to be careful. And it says if there's pestilence in the city, don't go alone to shul, because the Malach HaMavis leaves his tools there. And this is when kids don't learn Chumash there, and 10 people don't daven there. This is a Torah de Gezach. And what it's trying to teach us is Ashur, there are no teachers, is fitting for punishment. But otherwise, you could be saved there. The world lives on the beautiful air that comes out of the mouths of children learning Torah, and a shul that has 10 people, a shul that doesn't have 10 people, chayavim onesh. So these are all spiritual matters. Shem comes to shul, he doesn't find 10, he gets angry. That's what it means. The Malach HaMavis is mafkid his kelim. That's mechayiv misa. When people aren't learning Torah, when men aren't going to shul, and he concludes, and he says that because tefillah b'tzibur helps us, and he concludes his tshuva, that Hashem Yisbarach yachmol aleinu v'al kol amo Yisrael berachamim, amen. God should have mercy on us and on all of his nation Israel with mercy, with rachamim. Amen. Very, very beautiful tshuva, and definitely causes one to think. And we should be zoche to keep all of the rules and regulations, keep ourselves alive and strong. And live b'simcha v'tuv lev of meirov kol, and be zocha to a geulas olamim v'meheira v'yameinu. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.